Good afternoon, friends. Lovely to have you with us today. One story that I always enjoy relating, maybe at a gospel mission or some special service in the gospel, is the story of Sammy Spence, who was greatly involved in what was once known as the Coal Men's Mission. It was an organization where men that worked, of course, in the coal industry went about sharing their testimonies, singing and preaching and testifying and evangelizing. Sammy Spence was very much involved in that great work. He was born into a working-class home in the city of Belfast. He didn't have much of this world's goods. And as a young man, he went out to the shipyard where he sold the Belfast Telegraph to the shipyard workers as they were leaving the shipyard. On one occasion, a very well-dressed gentleman was found entering in towards the shipyard as many of the workers were leaving. And Sammy Spence took notice of him. He didn't know his name at that time, but his name was Sir Robert Staples. He was a famous artist, and he had been commissioned to depict on canvas the great scene of the shipyard. He asked Sammy Spence his name. Then he asked him, "Do you come here every night?" And he explained his errand, that he'd been commissioned to depict on canvas the shipyard, and he wanted Sammy Spence to stand where he was, as he was, and sell these newspapers, and he was going to paint him into this great painting. Sammy Spence could hardly believe it. He was absolutely delighted, and he ran home like the boy who won the golden ticket, burst through the doors of his home and told his mother this news. And she looked at him from head to foot, and she says, "Well, you can't go back tomorrow looking like that." He had hardly shoes on his feet, and the clothes that he had were old and disheveled. His hair was straggly, and she got out the big tin bath and put it in front of the fire, cut his hair, scrubbed him from head to foot, got his eldest brother's suit out of the closet and nipped it in here and tucked it up there with different pins, put shoes on his feet, and all of a sudden Sammy Spence looked like something, looked like someone, and he was so filled with pride in his new appearance. So the next day came, and he put on this old suit and rolled up the legs and the sleeves and tucked it in here and there and tried his best to look like something. Went back to the shipyard, and there was the artist coming along with his easel and his palettes and his paints, his brushes, his little stool, and of course his canvas. And Sammy Spence ran over to him, face all aglow with joy and pride in his new appearance. He said, "Sir, where do you want me to stand?" Robert Staples looked at him and didn't recognize him, said, "Who are you?" Sammy Spence says, "It's me, sir. You were speaking to me last night. You wanted to paint me." And all of a sudden, the painter looked at him, and Sammy Spence knew something was wrong. "Mr. Staples," said, "son, you didn't understand me. I asked you to come last night, and I asked you to come just the way you are. I didn't want you to go away and try to be somebody else. I didn't want you to go away and try to dress yourself up to impress me. I asked you to come, and I looked upon you just the way you are, and that's how I wanted you to come, because I wanted to paint you into the picture just the way you are." Several years after that, Sammy Spence came to know and trust the Lord Jesus as his Savior. He often related that story, and he applied it in this wise. There are so many today that hear the call of God, and they go away and they think about it, and then they try to doctor themselves up a bit. They try to look a bit better. They try to kick this habit and that habit. They maybe dress themselves up. They maybe try to get good living, as it were, and they start attending meetings. And all of those things, of course, are fine in their right place. But the fact is that the Lord Jesus Christ died for us just the way we are. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And he calls us to come to him just the way we are. God loved the world, sinners lost and ruined by the fall. Salvation full at highest cost, he offers free to all. Maybe you're not a Christian today. God loves you. Jesus Christ died upon the cross for sinners, and he invites us to come to him just the way we are. He doesn't ask you to paint yourself up and try to be like somebody else, or to try to impress him with your good works or a new appearance or a reformed life. He asks you to come just the way you are, with all of your sin, all your failure, and he will save you, and he will cleanse you and wash you and make you a new creature. "Just as I am," Charlotte Elliott wrote in her hymn, "without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Will you come to him today? Give him your heart, give him your life, and taste and see that the Lord is good. If we can help you, drop us a wee message, and we'll try our best to pray for you. Thanks very much. See you again.